And Janelle Knox joins me on the line. She's the founder and director of Mickey and Mickey Girls. Good morning, Janelle.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. Well, I am actually looking at the very first, the launch issue of Mickey Girls, and it's called Masterpiece. It looks amazing.
Thank you.
But more importantly, the content is awesome. I love it.
Mm.
So tell us about Mickey Girls.
As many may know, many of your listeners, we launched with Mickey Magazine, and our heart was to bring the message of being made in Christ's image to girls, you know, from 16 to 60. And we found that the market demographic was so broad and there were so many younger girls wanting to also be included in the message that we split the magazine into two. So Mickey Girls essentially focuses on the 9 to 16-year-old girls and really bringing content that is relevant to their age demographic and the issues that they're facing. And now Mickey has become our true women's magazine. So it's now for the 16 and overs, you know, up to 120 years of age. And we cover all the topics relevant to that demographic. So Mickey Girls is essentially for, and especially for those 9 to 16-year-olds.
I love that because that age group, it's such a, I guess, tender age.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, girls in that age group, it's so much media in their face and, you know, Dolly Girlfriend, other magazines, but this has just a different message. There's actually nothing like this out.
No, there's not.
Yeah. I've had so many people comment to me that they're going to get a copy for their teenage daughter.
Oh, wow.
Just because it's just such a unique option to give them, and that really hasn't been anything that they could give them, and it's really, really good. So tell us a little bit about the content.
Well, obviously, picking up on the message of being made in Christ's image, that whole theme about God created us, you know, with his characteristics within us, so characteristics of kindness, of mercy, of grace, but also of beauty and of value and of purpose. And we really want to encourage girls in that demographic to understand those intrinsic characteristics of who they are created in the image of, but also created to be, that he created them on purpose with a purpose, and that they have a unique gifting, not just to bring to the world, but to offer back to God. He created them uniquely beautiful, uniquely gifted, uniquely purposed. And that's the whole message in Mickey, is that we are created uniquely different for a reason, and to find our own beauty and to find our own purpose and strength in that uniqueness. And I think for girls in that age demographic, that's the hardest thing to do. That's
yeah.
The hardest thing that they come up against is we just want to fit in. They just want to blend in. They don't want to stand out too much because that's hard. And of course, we know we've been there as teenagers ourselves, and we understand that there are true and real pressures on their personalities and on their choices around that age. And we really just want to encourage them to be strong, be brave, be courageous in who they're created to be, that their voice matters, that they actually have a voice, that their opinion counts, and that the way that they like to do life counts. So in the sense of, you know, if a girl's out there and she is arty and crafty, and if there's a girl out there who's sporty, and if there's a girl out there that likes to bake, you know, that intrinsically those unique giftings and talents matter to God.
Yeah, wow. Okay. Well, I love what you're doing. Can you tell us what inspired you to launch the Mickey family?
Oh, the heart behind Mickey is actually out of my own personal story. You know, 2 years into being a Christian, which is now 17, 18 years ago, God spoke Mickey into my heart, and he said that Mickey, being made in Christ's image, is a message. I didn't quite understand it as a new Christian. I didn't understand even my own identity in Christ, so it was a journey of discovery. And I think that's what's really important to remind people, that discovering your unique identity in Christ is a journey. You know, it's not something that we're just going to get a download on one day and understand and being able to walk out straight away. It's daily submitting yourself to God, knowing that he has created you unique for a reason, and being okay with that today and doing that well today. And then obviously getting up and submitting yourself again to God the next day, and, you know, being brave in that day, making courageous choices that are aligned with God's purpose for you for that day, and giving, I guess, the girls the understanding and the strength to know that there are others out there on the journey with them, that they're not doing this alone. And I think sometimes when you are facing really hard choices and really hard situations in your world, especially in that younger age, you can feel so alone in it. And so the heart behind Mickey is to encourage girls to know that there are other girls out there just like them, even if they're not in their immediate sphere, even if they're not in their school circle, but there are girls out there doing life just like them, trying to make brave, courageous choices, trying to stand up for what they know is right and what God's got for their world. So it's a way of bringing community and family to them through the magazine.
Awesome. Love it. All right. So for anyone who's listening, where can they grab a copy?
Well, you can get it from our own website, so mickeygirls.com. You can go there and grab that online, or mickeymagazine.com. You can also purchase online from Coorong as well. It's $10 for the Mickey Girls magazine plus postage, and $13.95 for Mickey, because it's double the size of Mickey Girls, so it's double the page count. And of course, you can send us emails and all of that kind of thing, but hit our website and there's all the information you can find there.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Janelle.
I love it. Thanks, Em. Thanks so much for having me.